Today, inside the campaign room. Do you know the series where you get the preview right before the episode starts? Imagine this is one of those previews. So again, today, inside the campaign room, let me introduce you to a woman who is one of her kind, a rebel at heart, the villain herself. Rhys is a tattoo artist turned multi-million dollar mentor for over 15 years. She's built empires that blur the line between art and authority, guiding women to weaponize their shadow into magnetism and scale with sovereignty. What I love most about her is that her work isn't about becoming someone new. It's about becoming undeniable in the woman you already are. And oh my gosh, the campaign we created for her inside this episode is out of this world. Provocative, innovative, and profitable AF. And if you're listening to this and get the feeling of, I want to have Ramona's brain inside my company. I want to have and experience what Ramona and Rhys just did inside this episode for my signature offer, only 10x and more detailed, then hit me a DM on Instagram or go via the application form for my intensive, which you find in the show notes under this episode. And also, in case you'll be in Dubai in March 26, I have a few slots for an on-site production day where we can bring your campaign to life. So if this is something, that's something where you say, okay, let's go and do this. Hit me a DM on Instagram for the details. But for now, grab your favorite drink and enjoy the show. We all love that sound. But what we love even more is when it becomes the standard. Clean, consistent, every single day. Without losing yourself in a business that looks successful on the outside, but feels empty on the inside. This isn't about building something profitable that drains you. This is about building something that lasts. With full body conviction, with presence, with this is exactly where I belong energy. By architecting a brand that holds cult status. A brand that works for you even when you're not pushing, posting or proving. A brand that doesn't convince, it commands. Welcome to Cult Status, the podcast for global coaching leaders and creative visionaries that turn their brands into cult-like companies. I'm Ramona Ochsenbauer, creative director, brand architect, and the woman behind cult-like productions and cinematic brands that turn attention into obsession. You're not here to play safe. You're not here for compromises. You're here to build a world people want to belong to and to ride the rules as you go. So fasten your seatbelt, because this is where brands stop being content and start becoming culture. Rhys, I'm so honored and so excited to welcome you today on the Cult Status podcast. And for everyone who doesn't know you yet, I don't know if it's many people, but for the ones who don't know you yet, who are you? Who do you serve? What do you want to bring into the campaign room so that everyone knows who you are?
Yeah. So my name is Rhys. I am a psychosomatics business coach. And essentially, I take people's shadows and turn them into sales. So everything that you once thought was unacceptable in your body, in your life, this good girl aspect to you who you feel like, oh, I have to follow these certain rules, we actually expand and integrate into them so that you can say the things in the online space that actually create massive conversions, a lot of influence, and anchored authority in your business.
I love that so much because it's so valuable. Most people just, they are so surface level in a way of, okay, this is what you need to do. I have to work on those limiting beliefs and then I will achieve this or that. And if you are on Instagram, it's always like the surface level content. And I love your content because it's also like the surface level in a way of I'm playing the game so that people or that I grab attention, but then you go so deep immediately, which I love. So much. And I already know a little bit about the offer we're talking about today, which brought us into the campaign room. It's called Beyond. Do you want to tell me so that I have, or that we have everything on the table and also all the people who are listening, what is Beyond?
So essentially, the way that I look at Beyond is the shadow house for the uncancelable woman. And what makes this container so different, essentially, is that it's always body-led first and then strategy second, because who you are as you are creating, as you are taking the action in the online space, as you're taking your strategies and implementing them, it really is a big factor of creating that next level of influence and conviction and anchored power. So there is this certainty that I love. I call it identity certainty. So when you step into the room of the uncancelable woman, identity certainty actually gets embodied. And when we have that certainty, selling becomes as easy as breathing. Messaging becomes as easy as breathing, because there's oftentimes what happens when people are looking for clarity. They're like, I need clarity, I need clarity. But what they don't realize is that clarity doesn't equal cash. Clarity equals confrontation. Confrontation leads to integration. So, in confrontation, meaning like a lot of eyes, a lot of visibility, a lot of volume, means a lot of success, a lot of money, a lot of, fame, fortune, whatever it might be. But that also comes with responsibility, that comes with pressure to perform, that comes with the aspects of this, I have to keep this up phase. And then it starts to turn into more of a performance. So that's the confrontation we are heading with whenever we desire expansion, when we desire scaling. And so if you don't know how to lead yourself within that, you either create identity certainty or you create performance. And so from there, most people end up going this way because they feel discomfort in their body and think, this doesn't feel right. I have to go back to my old strategies. But when we integrate that through psychosomatics and shadow activation, we then become really clear in articulation, and that articulation actually equals cash. So where clarity doesn't equal cash, articulation equals cash. And that's really how we expand in this room and beyond the stars. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. And so that we have everything on the table. Who is it for? And what's the format? What's like the length? How long stay people inside this room?
Yeah.
Just the deeds, like the features. What
Yeah.
is it about?
What is it? What's inside? All the fun stuff. So this is I look at this container as a mastermind container, and essentially it's a year long. So I look at a lot of people are like a year long feel, it's for that visionary buyer, for that visionary artist who really desires to create their offer. Whether it be retreats, whether it be online offers, whether it be, masterminds, whatever high ticket offer that you're desiring to scale, this is truly where you're going to scale that, not only from yourself as the whole woman, but also leading more whole women into your spaces. And so this, I look at creatives, artists, coaches, guides, healers, all of these people create art. I look at everybody as an artist in this way. So I just normally just say it's for the artist that desires to scale their one-to-ones, their high-ticket one-to-one businesses. Yeah.
Scaling the high ticket one-to-one businesses. I love that. So it's a
Yeah.
year long, and what's included? Like, do you do calls? Is there like this a members platform? Where do or what do people experience during this year?
Sure. So they will get the entire year with me. They will have 3 calls a month with me. They will also experience a 4 day a week of Telegram. So essentially, I specialize in messaging and audacious, bold, villain coded messaging, which is very shadow coded, and also methodologies and cult status movements. So I know you know what cult status is all about. We love cults. We love to build cults around here. And so it's really desiring to create that, high level experience there. I also offer, which is really different than most, is that I offer a psychosomatics and shadow activation facilitation certification. So it's like a certification, and you learn how to facilitate it for yourself so that as you continue to expand and scale your business, every time we have a breakthrough, there's an identity shift, and that identity shift is quite uncomfortable. There's a discomfort there. And so we lead ourselves through that. So this is really big on leadership, on a leadership role, on how you lead yourself is how you lead your people. Again, bringing back that identity certainty. And then I also bring in a long retreat just for the people in this space. So it is, I love in person. I love being with people. I love community. And I think this is a new standard that we're is really necessary in mastermind spaces instead of just only online. And like, let's bring us all together. Let's be in the same room together. We spend so much time online together. Why not do it in person? And so I offer that as well.
Okay, I love this. So we have the most important things on the table regarding Beyond. I love this name. And with that in mind, if you would need to describe your offer like Beyond as a physical room, like where I just can enter physically, how does it look like?
Oh, that's such a good question. The first thing that came to mind when you asked me, I think of I call it the shadow house for the incancelable woman. And essentially, of course, my the way that it looks physically, it feels very, there's this darkness to it that we really want, almost like dangerous feel to it. And there's this aspect of, can I fully, it's like fully stepping into this maybe almost desired way of being, but it's like not fully claimed yet. So I almost look at it as like a lot of dark, aesthetic. I look at it as like, almost like you can have like flowing, like flowing fabrics in there, flowing dark fabrics in there that almost feel like airy, and that feels like you're walking into a healing space. That's for maybe like you're like, is this a dominatrix space or is this a healing space? I'm not sure, but I'm quite
Yeah.
curious as to what I'm gonna receive here.
I love that. I just got an idea. We will come to that later. But I love it
It.
already. I love it already. Okay. When you want, or if someone wants to join Beyond, is there like this application form, or can I just join right away? What's the booking process?
Yeah, so application always. So we have an application form that you must fill out in order for you to just apply to be in the room. Of course, we want the space to be as high level as possible and women that are there to support other women. And that's a big, big part of this. But, it's like, it's this aspect to knowing I'm very honest and in the way of the way that I coach, it's not coddle factor. We don't have much coddling going on because I have an expectation that you are stepping into another identity that you are desiring, and I'm going to hold you to that standard. And so with the application, we do go over many questions that, not many, but just definitely really intentional questions that help us all see if you are a right fit or if we are right fits for each other.
I love that so much because it supports my idea. We'll come to in a minute. And one more question I have beforehand. If you would need to describe your brand with three characteristics, not beyond, not the offer itself, but the overall brand, what would be like the top three?
Characteristics. I first word that comes to mind is villain. First word to come to mind would be villain. Characteristics, another characteristic would be audacious. Audacious.
Love.
And the I think a third characteristic I look at this as like I almost look at this as like an open heart. There is an aspect to it that while I am very bold and I have no problem saying what's on my mind, it comes from a place where I myself have been, I've locked my own voice into a cage, and to and so I have a big heart when it comes to seeing other women do it, and it's the reason why I am loud and I am audacious and I am bold is because I desire that other to give permission to not only to myself but to others, and to embody that aspect that you can as well with an open heart and not from a performative place. So there's this level of like sass that happens in the online space that's very performative. And while I'm like hoorah to that, because that's kind of what we need to move through in order for us to get to that next level, in order for us to really allow it to be embodied. However, once we get away from that performative aspect of it within our brand, then it becomes an embodied, really anchored in maturation within the artwork and within the content and within the sales and the offers and the ecosystem and the universe that you have within you. So there has to be this element of full self-acceptance in there. And I feel like that's a big key quality to a next level of maturation into a business that's going to scale you to seven figures.
I love that. Okay. Ooh, we have so many great things on the table now. I have like this full picture. And when I go into creative direction, when I think about a signature offer, which where we want to create like this great campaign around, I always
Okay.
think in worlds. So a world that doesn't fit to your brand, but is a great example is a Wicked, because when you go into the Wicked world, you have like this pink and green. You can do anything you want. You can go to Dunkin' Donuts and there's a pink and green donut, and you immediately think about Wicked. And there is like this world which was created, which is not only the musical, the movie, the storyline, but it's all the things around fit to that brand world, so that people at every single touch point, they know, oh, this is part of this. And this is how
Yeah.
I think those campaigns, because we have so many different possibilities. We have so many different touch points. You can have like Instagram stories, the feed, the link tree. You can go to other platforms like LinkedIn, TikTok, all these things. We have email, we have podcasts, we have all these things where people potentially can have contact to your brand and then also to beyond. And these things should stack each other in a way of that they nurture each other, so that people have the feeling that they are walking through it, kind of, that every time they have contact with it, they are in touch with it, it adds on each other. So when we go into like the classical marketing literature, I don't know the word.
Literature?
Yeah.
I
Thank you for helping me
got
out. When we have a look at the classical studies, then you have like this study of you have to have seven contact points or seven touch points with a brand so that people buy. And
girl.
this is like an old study that is one from 90s or maybe the 2000s, which isn't valid when it comes to the things we experience right now in the online space, especially when it comes to high ticket. The space is so crowded, and we need much more of these touch points. And therefore, if those touch points, they kind of they go not in the same direction. You have, on the one hand, you have this message and these visuals, then you have this message and other visuals, and people don't even realize that it's both from your brand or that it's both from beyond. You have to create much more touch points in order to make people buy. And therefore, when we create this world around it where people just experience it in a way of, oh, of course, it's beyond. Oh, it's beyond. Oh, it's Reese. Oh, there's the winner theme. And there, oh, of course, it belongs to beyond. Then people have the feeling of being part of something. And this is how I think this whole thing. And so when I think about beyond, and you already said one thing that is so good is like the shadow house. Like, what was it? Shadow? Yeah, it was shadow house. So the house is something physical where people can come into. And this is one direction I would love to explore with you. And I'm curious if it's something that kind of hits in a way of, oh, this feels good. Because when you were talking about the physical room, and you were talking about like the dangerous vibe and the dark vibe, and also even the question of, can I fully step into this desired version of myself? Do I allow myself to make that step to go inside? I immediately had the visual or the picture inside my head of having this house, which is dark, yes, but not like in this, like a haunted house in a way, like you would expect in a movie, in a way of, oh, it's scary in there, but like it's like this dark aesthetic. It's a great house. It's, if you would see it on the street where many houses are beneath each other, it definitely is one that stands out. It's not like the others. It's darker. It's like this, it has like this mystical vibe in some ways. And when you go there, you just can't go there and knock on the door and someone opens and you are just in. But you could imagine, or you could We could think about if there would be like these obstacles you have to overcome in before you
Oh.
come to the door. But what I was thinking about what at first was that you knock on the door, and then there opens like this little window inside the door, and you have to tell the code word. So that you need to answer a question in the right way, or you need to know that code word, a word, so that you are let in. And there you could create like this whole mystical world around where people have to come to a certain point, maybe in their consciousness or something else, before they are allowed to enter. Like you have like this feeling of, oh, I need to be inside because not everyone can be inside. So this would be
Right.
one direction we could go into. And I talked a lot right now, and I'm so curious about your thoughts.
Well, I love the way your brain works, first and foremost. You're like such a true artist, and it's you can see things in visuals, and that's being a I'm also a tattoo artist. Being a tattoo artist, it also helps, it helps me understand what it is that you're coming up with. So we speak the same language, which is really awesome, because I even when I the first when the first moment you said you're looking at a row of houses, and immediately there's like it almost reminds you of those moments where, if anybody has seen like Edward Scissorhands, and you've got like these very typical suburban houses that are there, and then you've got this one house that is just eerie but mysterious in a way that you desire to go up there, but then there's also this fear that if you go up there that something really big is going to happen, and you're not sure if you're gonna like it. And so it's like that threshold piece. So I really love that. And the little door, and it opens, and the first word when you said it was like, oh, what's the code word? I'm like, uncancelable.
Love that.
That was like the first word I felt like it would have to be the code word. And immediately when you come into like you think about the code word uncancelable, it becomes this aspect to I truly believe the deep-seated rooted aspect to, why women especially fear being not seen. Every woman, a high-level influential woman, is not afraid of being seen. They're afraid of being exposed. Exposed in ways where people can be, she could be misinterpreted, misunderstood. Could she stand there being totally misinterpreted and just not have a reaction to it? Like, and that's truly where I know that you're going to be able to express yourself in the online space in a way that actually hits others' nervous systems and expands them to love you and then buy from you, essentially, or believe you and buy from you, really. And that's like that what you showed me in my mind. I'm like, wow, I didn't even think of it from a place of, while I did call it the shadow house, in my mind it didn't, like, you gave it to me physical, and now I'm like, wow, I want to be a part of this place that I'm not allowed in yet. It's like almost like you're like, I just want to be a part of it because it feels so exclusive, is what you said. And yeah, that's amazing. It's
Yeah, and
amazing. I
you
love
can
it.
create so many storylines around. If you have like this urban vibe, if you would stay with that, and you have that one house that is so different from all the others, you will have people there, like the neighbors, or also guests from the neighbors, people on the street, and there will be those who are like, oh, this is absolutely not my vibe. I hate this house. It should be like every single other house inside this row, so that everything is the same. And then there are the people who just run through to the house in a way of, oh, I need to do that. And then there are people who are like assistant in a way of, I can't tell her because she hates it. I can't tell her that I want to go in there. But if she's not watching, then I'm sneaking towards it. So you can create so many great things there. And then also, it's just the storyline around the house. You can also create stories inside the house. And you can also create, because right now we are in a super visual way, and you can, or world, you can create so many things there. I also see like a short video, which you just whisper uncancelable. You just whisper it. And it's just a close up to your mouth. And this is something you could use for like a header on the sales page in the background. You could use it as an opening on a maybe, I don't know if you do run them, but a low ticket masterclass or something like that, where people just come in and this is like the first thing they see before they enter, like the low ticket offer where you sell them, then sell beyond. So you can read this in a way of you can play with a code word. You can play with so much. And then also, because right now we are in the visual world, you can also, I'm just bringing in ideas. You can also have the shadow house as something like not a talk show. Your brand is not the talk show vibe, but where you have like this kind of series where you invite people that are inside the shadow house. You have shadow house conversations with people who are inside it. And then you have like the spotlights on certain clients, which give them the spotlight so that they can train also with the eyeballs and the attention and all these things. And then also, of course, you will talk about with them about beyond. So it's like a win-win situation. They have the spotlight, they have the room in which they can talk about controversial things, where they can train their whole system to hold that. Then they also have like the spotlight in a way of marketing sense. They get seen. And then also you are the one who creates that stage. So on the one hand, you have the effect of, oh, she's creating a stage for her clients, which is great. I want to join beyond because then I get her the spotlight from her. And then also for your marketing, a second benefit is, of course, people see which great women are already inside beyond. You can ask them, what's the best thing you've ever or you've experienced so far inside the shadow house, like inside beyond. And so you have like all these effects, adding to each other.
Oh, wow. That is it. It's such a, you know, what's so interesting is that you've shaped an idea in my own mind that feels that has always been more percolation versus it being fully landed. I've always wanted to help create a stage for women to speak their natural voice. And while that's what we do in the, you know, in beyond, that's what we do is we truly step into like that shadowy self, that understanding and that fully self-acceptance of that. And while that's so helpful to their voice, the stage aspect to it is really intriguing. And I love that. It feels very sexy and also very, I feel in my body, it almost feels like, ooh, that's an edge. And we love an edge, like round. Always, that's why shadow activation is so important to your next level identity, is because we normally, us as high level women, we're always constantly, what's our next edge? What's our next edge? And we actually sometimes we're so in it, we don't realize like we've spread our comfort zone so far out that we're comfortable in edgy, really edgy experiences. We're really comfortable by putting ourselves in places that, you know, would a past version of ourselves would have never said yes to. So we're at this level of comfort where it's really far. And so we're always looking for that next edge. And this is why I love shadow work so much, because we can always find that edge through that shadow work. And so when you said it that way, I felt my edge. I was like, oh, I love this. Like, let's continue to let this like marinate and land actually physically in the world.
And also because you already added in the retreat, I don't know what it looks like and how much time you have with those people, but this is something you can't only do that digital, do it with them in person. Like record these conversations in person. On the one hand, you get even better material for your own marketing, and then also you have at the same time the experience for them because it feels much more like it feels more important. It feels also more dangerous when there are physical people watching me when I'm in the room with you. Then, for example, I have this conversation eye to eye in a physical room, and I really need to perform kind of in that situation. So the growth feels is much bigger, and then also it just looks better.
Oh, yes. Okay. That is a seed planted and implemented. Absolutely. So yeah, the retreat is a perfect setting for to really bring this through and to have these conversations, you know. Specifically for my retreat, it's 7 days in Costa Rica. We bought out the entire like the entire space, essentially. Like there's an entire retreat space for 35 different people. And I just said, I'll take the whole thing and we'll get as many people as we can there. But I just wanted it to be really intimate and not sharing it with other people. I wanted it to be very an
Love
enclosed,
that.
exclusive space. And to have that aspect added in there, because we have 7 days together, so there's plenty of time, is beautiful. It's a really, really, really cool idea, Ramona. So that is, yeah,
I
no
love
wonder
that,
you're the
especially
expert.
because I don't know how your venue looks like in Costa Rica, but in Costa Rica we have a lot of like the dark wood. So I can imagine there would be like a corner inside the house, the villa, whatever you rented, where you can also create like this darker vibe. So that you have like this mystical feeling. It's mysterious. People are like, okay, this actually looks like it's a room in the shadow house. You could also I would also think about, because in Costa Rica, I live in Costa Rica, so I know when the sun goes down.
Oh, so that's a good to know, because
That's
it's
good to
happening in
know.
June, and maybe I'm like, Ramona, what are you
Maybe.
doing? Let me hire you for this retreat. I love it.
Just at 10 a.m.
I
Yeah, because the sun
love
goes down at 5:30. So
Okay.
I would use the evening hours to record those things to get the vibe you want to have, because you don't want to create something where people, when they watch it online, they have the feeling, oh, she's having interviews with her clients, which is nice, which is great. I really would create like this whole thing around where people know this is a conversation inside the shadow house.
Okay. Oh gosh. I'm so glad you're in Costa Rica. That just makes my life easy.
I'm also in Dubai, where while you are there, so
I know. You know what's so funny is that you said that and I was all immediately. So yeah, that's an easy thing. But yeah, no, that I absolutely I love that idea. And it's just an incredible take to, again, what you're so incredible at is like taking this offer, while so unique, can still feel like every other offer, why yours over everyone else's. And this really creates that next level of, oh no, this is for me, or this is not for me. And my first and foremost, especially when it comes to the uncancelable woman and really integrating that villain, is like to resist or to repel is our most important aspect, because we, when people come in, they will see our hearts and when they want to get to know us. But if they are repelled first, it actually activates something in them that either is immediately, for high level women and embodied buyers, immediately what happens is that they either are like, oh, I feel this within me and this is my edge. And immediate when you said something, that's what happened to me. I was like, this is my edge, instead of being like, or they go the other route and project upon you. So the ones that project, not allowed in your room, the ones who are embodied and take responsibility for the sensations within their body, they're more willing to lean in and see what's happening. And while they might not like it, they will be appreciative of what it is you're activating within them. And that's what I really, really loved about what you just said here, because it does create that aspect of like, this room is meant to activate you. Let's design it in that way, not in an interview way, which is so interesting, the way you separated the interview versus conversations happening inside the shadow house. That reframe there kind of blew my mind. I was like, I've never experienced it in that way. While I've seen it out, I've never like seen someone do something like that and it really hit that hard. And if it is happening, I'm not noticing it as such. And so, and why my desire to lean in is because it's coming from that space versus this interview space. So that reframe right there is worth $1 million as it is. So thank you for that.
You're so welcome. I love these things because it's always the details. People are
Yes.
always so focused on things like messaging upgrades, all these things, and you go with them to the details in a way of no, we're going deeper. We just look what's beneath. And I'm on the other hand, I'm also going deeper, but in the details of how people will experience it, or how the offer or the brand is perceived, how people actually buy. And when it comes to beyond, I also would go so far that I would create a campaign where you can talk about the features on the sales page, use those sales mechanisms, but create like this mysterious around the whole house, so pe that people don't actually know what happens inside, so that they don't get the feeling while they are watching you selling or sharing things from the retreat, for example, or stuff like that, that they have the feeling, oh, this is how it would feel like to be inside. I know exactly what comes first, what comes next, but that they have like this feeling there's happening something. And I don't know actually what it is. I see who is in there. I have the feeling that I am such a special woman as the women who are already in there. I need to go there.
Yeah,
So
I
I
need to
would
go there.
play with invitation, like in the wording. I would play with invitation. I would play with code word. I would play with the thing of opening doors, for example, because I mentioned before with like the whisper of the code word when you'd, for example, have like a low ticket masterclass. What I personally love to do is when I open those volume spaces or Zoom rooms, especially, it's not only using the waiting room where you can add a video, which is great, but I use a tool where I just play them a trailer of one of my offers while everyone is joining. So you always have like people coming in, not all at once. You have always the ones who are 1 or 2 minutes late, and you would start, and then you have to let them in, and you're getting distracted. And what I do is sell and say, okay, everyone come in. They don't see me at all, and then they have like the trailer for something I want to sell on the call. Sometimes it's like obvious because it's directly for that offer. Sometimes it's not obvious, but it's preparing for the thing I want to sell. So I set the vibe immediately. And when you have something like that for beyond, it would be something that is like this. I don't want to say like a fairy tale style, but it's like this. The legend you want to would tell someone. There's this legend people talk about, then there is this house where things are happening. And so that it's not like the haunted house, we were talking about that before, but it's like this, there's happening something inside, and not everyone is allowed to come in. You need to have a code word in order to, and then you can play with the code word because you can switch the code word. I would go with the uncancelable. I would go with that on the outside, but you can have like certain seasons in which the code word switches, like it would be in real life or something like that. And then they have a code word. You only tell them on that call. If they stay until the end, you will tell them the code word, or they can earn the code word by doing something when you want to increase like engagement or something like that. You can play with those things because I wouldn't do that only for beyond with the code word. I would make it a thing for your whole brand.
Yeah, the code word. I love that idea. Instead of, yeah, no, I love it because there's mystery around it, and there's also exclusivity around a code word. You know, it's my favorite, one of my favorite things. When I was younger and I went out a lot more. Nowadays it's 4 a.m. every day, but it was speakeasies. You loved a speakeasy. And in order to get into a speakeasy, you needed the code word. You needed to know someone. You needed to, you know, you couldn't call ahead. You couldn't, it's like, oh, first come, first serve. You know, it's like it's one of those aspects. And then you could also get turned down, but depending on what you were wearing or, you know, and so it became this aspect to kind of exploring all these different speakeasies and the different doors that people would walk into. And you know, you're like walking through a refrigerator kitchen, all of a sudden you're in this like room and it's like totally decked out. And I look at that as very something similar. It makes it exciting. It makes it you desire to be in it without even realizing that you desire it.
Absolutely. And we're already running out of time, but one just last idea I want to throw in because I just had it, and I don't know if it's a perfect fit for your brand. because it's kind of funny. I think it's a fit because you can do it in your style, but that you have something where there's a woman, I would just use you. So where you're around in the kitchen or somewhere where you're just located at the moment in a hotel room or something like that, and then you do weird things like picking the phone and whispering a code word, then opening the fridge, whispering a code word. So like this, you try to come in, but you don't have a chance, and then you
I
can.
love that.
I love the idea. I think this is something that would work pretty well on Instagram.
And it's something that's like very, you're like, what is she doing? Why is she picking up a cantaloupe and whispering a code word, you know, or something of that nature? And you're, it's just because I desire to come into a space and I'm wondering who I have to tell in order this code word in order to get in. Oh, I love it. I think that's a great idea.
And this is something I would start with before you even tell them what, before you go with them on the journey with the code word or stuff like that. So that it's like one of the first things, and we're like, and they are like, what is she doing? Is she
What's wrong
completely
with
crazy now, which is a
her?
perfect fit for your brand.
Exactly. It really is. You mean you're talking about psychosomatic. So
Love that.
a
Love
little
that.
psycho here. We're a little psycho here.
Oh, I loved brainstorming on that with you. And before we end this episode, because I think we could talk about these things like 3 or more hours straight.
Sure, for sure.
What is the thing? Or 2 questions. What is the one thing you're most excited about when you think about the campaign we just created?
I think the thing I'm most excited about is there's so little artistry I think that happens within the mentoring side of work, like the coaching business and things like this. And while, you know, it's like it, I feel like the biggest thing, let me say two things. So one thing, the first thing that I really love so far is honestly just creating the visuals in my mind and the reframes of the aspects of the shadow house and really leaning into that and the code word and really having people, you know, almost dripping feed in a way that creates this excitement and this curiosity. You know, that's something that I feel like isn't doesn't happen a lot. Everybody's so straight and ready to like jump into an offer and just sell it. And I'm that way. I'm like, yeah, just drop the offer, let's go. And to actually like prolong the anticipation is it's like a great orgasm. You know what I mean? It's like just makes sense. And
Love
the and
that.
the and one thing and so and the other thing is that you've made me look at this as not an like a cool to have, like almost like no, if we're going 8 figures, it's necessity. And what you just described to me through this and how we're creating this campaign, and I just was like, oh, interesting, the visuals and everything like that. And it took me back to a time. You know, as an artist, I built 2 multi-6-figure companies as a painter and then one as a tattoo artist. And then now I'm in coaching. And so as a visual painter, as an artist, you know, it's like it's like that you're taking something from that creative world, bringing it to this world to where most people look at this as like, oh, it's cool. It's a cool to have. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't. But what you've really described to me is that it's like a necessity, especially, and it's not just a good to have. It's actually very necessary to grow a brand and to build a brand universe that really feels culty, which is my favorite thing about you. So that's like, I'm like, oh, she's speaking my language. Cults, let's build them, you know? And so that for me has really shifted the ideas behind visuals a lot today. So thank you so much. I feel honored to have all of your wisdom in my body.
I feel so honored that you gave me the chance to or that you
Absolutely.
brought this offer to the campaign room, because it's such a great offer. When you don't have substance to work with, you can create something, but it's much more fun if there is a great offer in the room, and yours definitely is. So my last question, if someone was listening to this episode and was listening like to the campaign, was like, okay, this sounds great. And what is Beyond? Where do I find Reese? Where can I join Beyond before she's adding the code words, before she's not letting many people in? So where do people find you?
Yeah, so you can find me at The Art of Reese on all platforms from TikTok to YouTube and Instagram. You essentially it's on The Art of Reese. You just look it up on Google. I'll probably be the first person that pops up with that. So makes it super easy. You can find all of my offers there, especially Beyond. Yeah, and get in before we start utilizing code words and you don't know that code word. So
I love that so much. Reese, I had so much fun. Thank you for joining me inside the campaign.
thank you.